This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Above it. Mm-hmm. You gotta harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Uh-huh. Feel the flow happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. Oh, my brain has got me under pressure. It's got me under
pressure. All right, Michael. It is a Monday edition of the whole show Pressure Cooker. It could be an interesting thing. Sometimes the pressure cooker is literally day of stuff. Big game tonight. Who's feeling it the most? Or it could be an overarching thing. You know, by the end of the week, who's going to survive the whole show pressure cooker? So, Mike, I'm looking at a couple of things this week. The Rockies start their season on Friday. March and April typically are pretty decent for the Rocks. So for them to have a better season than what they did last year, which you can't get much worse, don't they have to be pretty good, somewhat better, to start the season?
I think they have to be a little better starting the season. Fans are going to give up real quick. You know, seeing them be decent in spring training, you see some excitement.
If
they're about 500 in spring training,
yeah,
and everybody's excited. Oh, we're way better.
Actually, they're right on
spring and, you know, real season. And I think the Rockies have to be 10-15% better than last year.
If you start out the gates and you're like 3-10. People are going to back away again pretty quickly.
Yeah, but that's going to be better than you were last year.
That's very true.
So, 3-10, I think, is that you'll be shaving, Brady. You'll be shaving by July, which is what I'm predicting.
Shaving by July? Is that really where you're going with that?
July 31st.
Oh. Thanks. Thanks for that. Boy. Yeah. Well, I think there's some pressure on the Rockies as we start this week. You know, start of the season, people want to have something to cheer for with this team. So I think the Rockies are in it. Michael, tomorrow night's huge. The Denver Nuggets play the Phoenix Suns at 7 o'clock. And the reason that's so big, that's the team that could ultimately jump in and pull someone out of that fifth or sixth or even fourth spot. That's the Phoenix Suns. So tomorrow's a huge game. I think the Denver Nuggets are going to be certainly in the pressure cooker tomorrow. So is it specifics here? If we want to go specifics for the Nuggets, I would say it's still Cam Johnson, who has been much better the last few games. I mean, Mike, Cam Johnson's last seven games, he's averaging 16 points per game, 3.1 rebounds per game, 2.4 assists per game, 1.1 steals. His three-point percentage has been 58%, 61%, 80%, 75%. Good for him. I mean, he's been needing to do it, but he's got to keep doing it. He's got to keep doing it. So specifically for the Rockies, Well, I suppose it's Warren Schaefer. But I don't know if that's realistic to say that. And we got the start. We got the, Schaefer announced like the position players on opening day roster, also the pitching situation. Schaefer announced the club's starting rotation yesterday with Kyle Freeland's going to get his franchise record 5th opening day start on Friday in Miami. After that, it's going to be Michael Lorenzen, then left-hander Jose Quintana is going to get the start on the 4th day. And then Suganu, is it Tomiyuki Suganu? Suganu? We're going to have a hard time with that one. And then Ryan Feltner, a little bit later on. Right-hander Chase Dolander, who was the, I believe he was the club's first-round pick in 2023, played last season. He's going to begin the season as a reliever. So, interesting there.
Well, that's some relief.
Yeah. Very good, Mike. I don't know if I have a specific player, Michael, that would be in the whole show pressure cooker. I'm not sure if I have, like, a specific player. It's just this organization. I mean, it could be Paul DePodesta. It could be the Monforts. It could be Walker Monfort. It could be Dick Monfort, Warren Schaefer to start this out, you know, as he's going to get the same kind of David Adelman treatment, although David Adelman started his coaching career with 3 games left in the season. Bud Black was fired relatively early. So I think it's just all of them. I think it's everybody, Michael. Everybody's got to pick it up. Because we're desperate to see a change. I think there's plenty of people that just don't think that's ever going to happen. And there was a lot of apathy that set in last year.
I mean, even Dinger, he's got to step it up.
You got to step it up with that kind of take. Give me a player, Kyle Freeland, Colorado dude, had a lot of promise starting the year. Hunter Goodman. How about Hunter Goodman? At catcher with Brett Sullivan being the backup catcher.
Hunter's good, man.
Oh, he's very good. I know what you're doing, but he's actually their best player. He's their best player on the team. Brenton Doyle. We had some personal stuff going on last year. Obviously very good, you know, in the outfield. Did struggle with his bat last year. So I think, honestly, I can't just pinpoint somebody. I can't. It's a bad franchise, worst, awful, nasty, gross, disgusting losing season last year that I don't want to see again. And I think it's everybody. I think it's everybody involved in this organization is in the whole show pressure cooker because you're just that bad. Are you putting any pressure on the Avs? The Avs kind of...
Absolutely.
The Avs kind of... Well, I mean, tell me what kind. The Avs were struggling for a bit. You know, the last time out, I watched them lose to the Stars, and then I did not see the win against the Blackhawks or the Capitals, but they went 2 in a row there. Those were significant wins because they had lost 4 out of their last 5 games before beating Chicago and the Capitals. So those were 2 important victories for the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah, but the Stars are your current arch nemesis.
Yeah.
Even though
I hate the Red Wings more,
the Stars are your current arch nemesis, and they're nipping at your heels. I don't even know if that's a phrase or not, but
probably.
And you're struggling to beat them, and you struggle against their goalie. So,
how many games
on
are
you.
Left?
You got to keep winning.
How many games are left? Let's see. They have more. Nuggets only have 10 left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Don't blow it.
There's still a chance they could, I guess, huh? The Dallas Stars have 97 points. The Colorado Avalanche have 102 points. Yeah, there's a shot. So there's pressure. They'll be in the playoffs, though. Like, that's what I was telling you earlier about the difference between the Nuggets and the Avs. The Nuggets could very well be a play-in team. The Avs are going to be guaranteed a best-of-7 series. The Nuggets might not. So that's why tomorrow night's game becomes suddenly pretty damn significant. Because if you can beat the Suns, that knocks them back. You get one win, and then we get down to 9 games left. But yeah, still a shot there for sure that the Stars could pass up the Colorado Avalanche. So we'll see.
And that would just be horrible. That terrible January and February that they had, that, I mean, you have this epic beginning of the season.
Historically,
and you just
good.
Slow down.
Yeah. Like, historically, an amazing start for this team.
And they're still ahead. And
they did. They already clinched. They already clinched playoffs, and they got over 100 points. But Dallas is at 97, so they're right there.
Yeah, and you can't just let this happen. I know you have a couple of significant injuries. You can't let this happen.
Yeah, so there we go. I suppose it's going to be a pressure-filled situation. You know who's not in the pressure cooker anymore? It's the Denver Broncos.
Like, they never were.
They're always in the pressure cooker. In fact, I'm putting them back in it. They're going to be in it in about 5 months. But I don't think the draft, our expectations are that crazy right now about this team. Because they traded away a ton of picks, including their first rounder, to go get Jaylen Waddle. So they got a home run. They took a lot of pressure off themselves, at least in this offseason. 16 minutes after the hour, let's take a short break here. You're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Something going on with Jonas Valanciunas as to why David Adelman is not playing him anymore. Is it a good idea for Adelman? We'll talk about it next.
Talk. Listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. I want to tell you guys about what's happening with On the Rocks Liquor this week. Our beverage of the week is the Bourbon Cherry Sour pre-made cocktail from Windsor's The Heart Distillery, back for its summer run. These cocktails are carefully crafted from the highest quality ingredients at 8.5 ABV and naturally gluten-free. Don't miss out on these seasonal flavors, available now at On the Rocks Liquor. Also, Easter is almost here. So hop into On the Rocks for all your liquid party needs. Deals won't be hard to find with sales on wine, spirits, and more. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Michael, what do you think, man? I got the race done. I'm still hurting. Is that a problem? Is that a concern that my left hamstring is still kind of jacked up?
I mean, that was my left hamstring was kind of jacked up, and I walked up and down stairs a lot this weekend.
Yeah? You jacked it up by walking up and down the stairs?
Yeah. I was trying to give my knees a little bit of rest, so I was, using different muscles and walking awkwardly, and now, other parts of me hurt.
Yeah, man, as soon as the race got over, I felt it. I could just feel it. Didn't feel right. Like a little twinge to the hammy, to the top of the hammy there. So I could tell it wasn't a good situation to be in.
Yeah, I don't mind the mid-40s mentally, but physically, I don't care for it.
Yeah, man. It lasts forever. You know, I used to be able to do something like this and could get over it quickly. And that's not been the case. Maybe next time we don't race on actual, asphalt. You know, maybe grass next time. Maybe that would help.
Next time, stretch.
Need to
stretch
a lot more.
The whole show should be brought to you by ice and ibuprofen.
Yeah, need to stretch a whole heck of a lot more next time around. Yeah, the hamstring thing, it's not been... I don't think it was a full-on pull or tear or whatever, so that's good. Faith says, need Miles to bring you his recovery boots. They're amazing. Yeah, I saw Faith and Miles out at, saw Faith out at Big City Roadhouse, and then Faith brought her kid, who plays for the Bears. Miles came out to hang out, too. And I think we're going to have Miles in sometime this week to just be a special guest co-host with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's got a great radio voice, Michael.
He could run the board.
What does that mean? What are you going to do?
I'm going to go take a nap.
Micah's day out? Is that what it's going to turn into? Michael's day out?
Michael's day out. Kind of like Ferris Bueller's day out, only it's really boring.
I was thinking like baby's day out. Because it's Ferris Bueller's day off.
Oh,
and then there's
right.
Baby's day out. So I'm kind of making the comparison like Michael's day out.
What was the other one you mentioned?
Ferris Bueller's day off?
Yeah, I said that one, but I got it wrong.
You said Ferris Bueller's day on.
No, day off.
Yeah, but I thought you said day on to start.
No, it's a day off.
Yeah, it's a day off. It's a great movie, by the way.
It is. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I liked him in Glory.
What is that?
That's a Civil War movie.
Okay.
At the 54th Massachusetts.
All right.
Or is it 44th Massachusetts?
I don't think anyone's listening to that anymore, because we went from Ferris Bueller to a war movie.
Well, the guy who plays Ferris Bueller plays Robert Gould Shaw in that movie.
Like the Cable Guy.
Yeah, he's also in the Cable Guy.
Cable Guy was good.
I like the original score to Glory.
To Cable Guy? No, really? You like the Cable Guy music?
I have not seen the music to... I've not
you don't
heard
see
the
it,
music
you hear
to Cable
it.
Guy because I haven't seen the movie.
You haven't seen Cable Guy? You've seen Glory but not Cable Guy? What are
I've
you
seen
doing
Glory
here?
Glory multiple times. It's one of my favorite movies.
I've seen Cable multiple times. It's also one of my not really favorite movies, but it's a good one.
You know what
Jim Carrey's
best movie
in it.
Is?
Pet Detectives 1 and 2.
No.
Let me guess. Eternal Spotlight of the Sunshine Mind or whatever the heck that is.
I do need to watch that one.
Is that it? What's your favorite Jim Carrey movie? It's going to be something artsy and something that nobody really cares about.
No, it's the one where he's stuck in that dome and the world all about him.
The Truman Show?
Yeah, Truman Show.
That's a great movie. Yeah, it's a
original
great movie.
Score to that is also great. But I really did. That was one of the first dramatic. I think that was the first dramatic role I saw him in.
Is Jim Carrey like? Have you seen this thing online? I know you don't get on outside of your Lego dungeon and stuff, but. Like, there was a person at a France award show that was supposed to be Jim Carrey, but it did not look like Jim Carrey. His eyes were different and everything. So, like, there's this conspiracy that they got to him. That they didn't. That's not really Jim Carrey. Have you seen this? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
There's also a conspiracy theory that Michael Jackson died in 1985 and during the filming of that Pepsi commercial.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That he was replaced by someone else because he died in 1985. There was an explosion that burned him badly.
Where did you see this?
Well, there was a guy that used to host a show. His name was Scooter McGee.
And it was...
And he had all sorts of conspiracy theories.
Okay. That's probably one I don't care as much.
Yeah, that one I don't buy into.
Yeah. I don't know about that stuff. Faith said he's going to come Wednesday after class, and he's going to message you. Cool. I'm excited to have him in. That'll be great. Yeah, Truman Show was a great movie. Ferris Bueller's Day Off was a great movie. Those are great movies.
Glory was better than both of them. Also, Gettysburg.
I've never seen those. I'm not a big, like, war movie guy. I'm not big into that. Like, medieval war stuff I like to watch, but... I don't watch like a lot of World War One and Two type movies and stuff,
so
or
you're
Civil
not,
War
into
or stuff.
Patton.
No, I'm not. I kind of maybe it's something about the medieval stuff that's so far from reality in my brain that it makes it more like a fantasy, even though it's obviously some of these actually happen. Maybe not always as they portray them in Hollywood, but.
Would you watch a dirty like the Dirty Dozen movie, which I don't think that's based on reality, but that happened during Civil War during World War II.
Would I watch it? I don't know.
I think it's a great movie. Got an all star cast of people whose names I can't remember.
I don't think I've seen that movie. Faye says apparently Michael Jackson caught on fire in that commercial.
Yes.
What are we uncovering here today?
It was an accident. He caught on fire, and I believe that's where his first plastic surgeries began.
Are you okay? Wow. We're getting into the weeds here. Sometimes you need to. And then we'll start our big movie review thing coming up here in a couple weeks, Mike. Are you ready for that?
With Rudy, of course.
We're not doing Rudy.
We are doing Rudy.
No! We're going to take it to a vote, and if Rudy's in there and doesn't win, we don't review Rudy. Thank goodness.
I can't do it without reviewing Rudy.
Then you can go somewhere else and review it in your little corner of the room, and we'll tell you that the microphone's on, but it won't actually be plugged in, and you can do your full-on review of Rudy that only you we'll be able to hear.
Do you know how to run the board?
No, but you can do it after the show. We'll go and give you your own little quarter.
We're going to review Rudy.
No, we're not reviewing Rudy.
We should each have one veto, and I veto whichever isn't Rudy.
We're not reviewing Rudy unless it's voted on. If it's voted on, we will review it. But if it is not, we will not do it.
I will tally all the votes. Oh, they voted for Rudy.
You
100%.
Don't have social media. You're a lizard person. You live in a closet somewhere, in a cave. You don't actually get on a computer and look at the outside world.
Lizard people is also a conspiracy theory.
I believe it, because you are one of them. I'm like, hey, did you hear about this? I don't know. I didn't get on anything. I was too busy making a Lego bridge.
No, I was too busy watching Firefly this weekend because, damn it, we must make Firefly more...
That's not that far off from what I just said.
No, we have to make Firefly more popular.
What are you saying? Are you even speaking English right now?
It's a TV show that was canceled too early, and they're trying to make a spinoff of it 25 years later. And all they need is for people to go on the internet and stream the show so that... whoever they want to get, maybe Netflix or Disney Plus behind it, will go, oh,
ooh,
wow, this is really popular.
Watch Star Wars Return of the Fire Wars, man.
It's actually a sci-fi Western that is more accessible than Star Wars. Some people are going to hate Star Wars because it's like super, super sci-fi. This isn't... it's sci-fi, mm-hmm. but not as sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
You'd like it.
Oh, I would like it. No. It got canceled after a year. Yeah, it's really good.
No, it got canceled after 14 episodes for various reasons because Fox is stupid.
At
that time, Fox was canceling everything because they didn't know how to run a TV
program. If it was good, then it wouldn't have got canceled. Right?
They were stupid.
Am I right?
Browncoats unite.
So what? Why? Stop. Faye says this conversation shifted greatly. That's your fault. That's on you.
I had to announce it.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to do this movie review thing with you now, but I guess we're going to do it. Micah and Brady and Micah review movies because there's not as much things going on in the summer segment. And we're not
either
doing
that or,
it's
or
my
count
show.
Your beard hairs.
Last I checked, it's my show. We're not doing Rudy. Because you know what I'll give it?
Rudy.
No.
Rudy.
Terrible movie. If it wins in the vote, we can review it. If it doesn't, then that's it, man. We put it up, and it's a football movie, so we're not going to do a football movie in May. We're going to start with baseball and summary type stuff.
You don't like my schedule?
I don't as much, because it needs to fit the... I mean, you need more baseball movies right out the gates. It's got to be a lot of baseball as you start the summer. As you get into later July, you can start to get away.
Well, I wanted to intersperse, like have, you know, baseball first, well, Rudy first, because that's the most important, but then baseball and then, you know, move into an Olympic one and then other ones. And I don't know when we were going to stop this, so
probably
I didn't put anything in August.
Before the preseason, I'm guessing, something like that.
But we do have to have a football one, and if we have the time, hockey.
Yeah.
Because I haven't watch a lot of
Mighty
sports
Ducks?
Movies.
I got all the Mighty Ducks. We could do that.
No. Miracle on Ice versus Mighty Ducks versus something else.
Is Happy Gilmore technically a hockey movie? It starts out hockey.
Happy Gilmore would be the golf movie, and I think I put that under honorable mention.
Well, the question is, are we doing Happy Gilmore or Happy Gilmore 2?
No, because Happy Gilmore 2 is terrible. It's
so
basically
baseball,
Happy Gilmore 1, only he's older.
We have to vote on it to do it. That's how we do it.
So it would be Happy Gilmore versus Tin Cup versus the other golf movie.
Happy Gilmore 2, I'm throwing in there because it's the most recent and it's still very popular. I'm not going to just, you're going to go with you. The only movies you like, and that's what's going to make the cut, you have to go with popularity.
There are a lot of movies that I don't necessarily like. There are a lot of them I haven't seen, like Bull Durham. I put that on there as a Bull Durham versus another one versus another one. Mm-hmm. And I think we do have to review Field of Dreams.
We'll put it in the vote.
Well, that's not on the vote. That's, you know, the last one.
You're getting ahead of yourself. You're getting slightly ahead of yourself. So we'll do Moneyball for the first probably two or three reviews. Moneyball, sorry, baseball. Faith just texted in Moneyball. I was reading it.
Well, Moneyball would go up against
business. You said you categorized it as sports business movies.
Yes.
Jerry Maguire would be in the same world as Moneyball.
That is correct. And the Draft Day.
Will everybody get what we're doing with this?
Yes.
They will?
I think so. They're all kind of in the same category. I have the football movies, and then I put the baseball movies. Then there's some Olympic movies, even though I don't see ice skating as sports. Whatever. It still counts.
It's sport. Nah, that one's maybe not. Maybe it's not a sport. Because you're just skating by yourself.
Or in one of those movies that I put up there, there are two of them skating.
There is a good skate. Go Google this movie. Go look it up during the break.
I, Tanya?
The Cutting Edge. The Cutting Edge. It is an ice skating movie. He was a good hockey player and then couldn't play hockey anymore for some reason. So he became...
Oh, yeah, I've heard
it's actually
of it.
A pretty good movie.
Oh, it's a D.B. Sweeney movie.
I don't know what that means.
It must have come out in the 90s.
I don't know what that means. Say things that I know. D.B.
Sweeney was like the most popular B actor in the 90s. He was in like every made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, it was good, though. Cutting Edge was legit. I liked it. All right, 36 minutes after the hour. We got to take a break here. I do want to get back into the Nuggets here, and then we try to get back into the madness coming up. It started with the first four? And that just kind of got everything going. It was just crazy, but then you got to slide back into it. Can you recapture that? Well, the ratings show us that maybe we're on our way to having one of the best viewed tournaments we've ever seen. So we'll talk about that. Also, David Adaman, Jonas Valanciunas, the full lineup, Peyton Watson's back. Just how big is that for this Nuggets team as they have 10 games remaining, trying to make that push and lock up an official playoff spot. 37 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Renaissance Insurance Group was formed by two UNC Bears alumni over 20 years ago. Renaissance Insurance has always had the backs of Northern Coloradoans. They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld County, and are the go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. Don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Call Ryan. Saw Ryan out at Big City. Didn't get to talk to him as much because he's moving and shaking. He's shaking hands. He's talking to a ton of people. That's Ryan Hicks, man. He's always working. He's always doing the right thing by his clients at Renaissance Insurance. 970-674-8825. Or you can visit team-rig.com. That's team-rig.com. Michael, this is like the first time since October. Late October, that everybody for the Nuggets has been healthy. I mean, that's there's a lot to be said for, you know, where we're sitting in the standings right now at 44-28, 12.5 games behind the Thunder. I just wonder if you have Gordon for the full go here, Peyton Watson. But who knows? Maybe it's one of those things where everything happens for a reason. Where if Gordon doesn't go down and Christian Brown doesn't go down the way he goes down, even Joker, do we see Peyton Watson step into the role that he stepped into and become like the dude's going to get paid? I don't know that he goes off and has those kind of games if he's doing it on his regular minutes, if he's doing it coming off the bench. And it's also one of those things, too, where for the Nuggets as a whole, every year, what have we said about this Nuggets organization when they get into the playoffs since winning the championship? It's, they ran out of gas. Well, they just got too tired down the stretch against Minnesota. They just ran out of gas. They pushed so hard to get that spot, that seed they were in. And by the time they played Minnesota, it was just a limp just to get through the series. Then it was the health issues last year. I mean, you had Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and probably Russell Westbrook, that if those games were regular season games, those guys are out for weeks. But instead, they're all kind of pushing together to survive in the playoffs together, and they're just fighting through injuries that they probably shouldn't have been fighting through. Who knows if that's going to have like long-term health issues for these guys. I don't know. But maybe with all the injuries happening at the beginning of the season, it's something that could be beneficial as they actually get into the postseason. Because Joker hasn't played a ton of games. I think he's, a few games away from, if he misses another one or two, he's out of the MVP qualification. Gordon's missed a ton. Christian Brown's missed quite a lot. Cam Johnson was hurt too, man. I mean, and Peyton Watson and Jalen Pickett, they've just had guys banged up. Off and on, all season. Maybe it's something in the long run where it helps this team. And I do think also it's, they're 44-28. It's fair to give David Adelman a little bit of a pass. He did a great job when everybody was out, but then try to get everybody back mid-season has been difficult, or mid to late season. So he's definitely been through a very strange, full-on rookie head coaching year. Because last year, you don't really count it, even though he got playoffs, which is great. It's kind of like a bonus playoff run for him. I still think Denver's a threat. I really do. If they're healthy, and they have this group going in, and you actually might have Peyton Watson coming off the bench, then yeah, I really like their chances. Even though it's going to be a battle. But what's the thing on Jonas Valanciunas? Is he actually going to play? His minutes have been very spotty and spotty to nothing the last time around. So I think that one's odd. I don't know if that's is that a personal thing? Is it? I mean, most of the season he played with 5 to 8 minutes at the start of the season. At the start of the second and fourth quarters, he would start the second and fourth quarters, which I don't like. I like Joker playing his fourth quarter. I like him starting in the fourth quarter. He's been pretty effective. He doesn't turn it over. He doesn't seem like a liability. He's not Joker, but he doesn't seem like that big of a liability. But now that you're trying to figure out Joker's minutes a little bit more, yeah, his time's going to go down. And maybe Adelman is trying to find different combinations, knowing that he is going to really press on Joker once the playoffs begin. That could be the case. I don't know. It's odd. I'll see how tomorrow goes. Curious to see how that one goes. 48 minutes after the hour, Michael, what did we learn? We'll get to that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Every single game. We have the madness on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what?
All right, Michael, what did we learn on this 23rd day of March? We learned a couple of things. We learned that, hey, the Nuggets are getting everybody back. Peyton Watson getting back into the fold against the Trailblazers. The Avalanche got to keep winning with 13-plus games to go, with the Stars right on their trail. And March Madness is great. It's just definitely kind of lose a little bit of that luster, I think, after the first two or three days of the tournament. It'll still be fun. I'll still be watching. I'm excited for it. But and the Rockies are gonna be good. Nah, there's just pressure on them to be good. Michael, what'd you learn today, my friend?
I learned that there are people out there that think that the NFL players should beat everybody in football. But the fact is, it's flag football, and you already have a flag football team that practices with each other. Sorry, NFL football players that got together and played with each other for a week, and they're playing a different brand of football. It's different football. Come on. They're not going to win.
Well, we also learned that that game actually happened over the weekend.
That's true.
I had no idea that that was a real thing.
I was watching Firefly in old episodes of Mad Men.
I thought it was going to be X-Men or something.
I could have watched that too. X-Men 97 is really good.
I bet it is. Mike, I bet it's really good. It's fun to watch stuff, isn't it? Nothing major tonight. You have Rocky still spring training stuff, but no local teams in action. And then we'll get back to big one tomorrow night for the Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns. Absolutely monster game. So we'll break into that too. We'll get some fun segments, interviews lined up for Tuesday's show as well. All right, that'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.